next. Chapter 11, heading Killing of Vatsasura and Bakasura, Demons. When the two twine trees, Jamalarjuna, fell down on the ground, making a sound like falling of thunderbolt, all the inhabitants of Gokula, including Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd's men, immediately came to the spot. They were very much astonished to see how the two great trees fell suddenly and began to inspect what might be the reason of their falling down. But without finding any cause of their falling down, they were puzzled. They also saw child Krishna was bound up by a rope of Yashoda Mala with the wooden motor, and began to think how this could be done. Must have been forced by some demon, otherwise how it was possible. At the same time, they were very much perturbed on account of such uncommon incidences always happening in relation with the child Krishna. And the elderly cowherds were thus contemplating the small children who were playing there, informed to the cowherd's men that it is due to Krishna's pulling down the wooden motor with the ropes in which he was bound up. Krishna came in between the two trees and the wooden motor was topsy-turvy and stuck with the trees. At that time, Krishna began to pull the rope and the trees fell down. When the trees fell down out of the broken trees, two very puzzling men came out and they began to say something to Krishna. Nevertheless, all the cowherd men did not believe the statement of the children, but it was due to Krishna's pulling the rope with which he was bound up, the tree fell down. They could not believe that such things was at all possible. Some of them, however, believed and said to Nanda Maharaj that your child is different one than all other children. Maybe it might have been done by him. At that time, Nanda Maharaj began to smile, hearing about the extraordinary abilities of his son. And then he came forward and unlocked the binding just to free his wonderful child. After that being freed by Nanda Maharaj, Krishna was taken by the elderly gopis on their lap, and they took him away in the courtyard of the house and began to clap, eulogizing the wonderful activities of Krishna. And Krishna began to dance with the clapping just like an ordinary child. Supreme Lord Krishna, being completely controlled by the gopis, sometimes began to sing, began to dance, just like a puppet in their hands. Next, sometimes Mother Yashoda used to ask child Krishna to bring in the wooden plank for sitting. And although the wooden plank for sitting was heavy, not to be carried by the child, still some other Krishna would bring that plank before the mother. Sometimes his father, while worshipping Narayana, he would ask his child Plato bring his wooden slippers, and Krishna with great difficulty would take the slippers on his head and brought before the father. When he was thus asked to lift some heavy article, and being unable to lift such article, he would simply move his arms. This way, daily, every moment, he was the reservoir of all pleasure to the parents. When the Lord was exhibiting such childish activities, exchanged between the inhabitants of Vrindavan and himself, he wanted to show to the great philosophers and wise men searching after the absolute truth, how the supreme absolute truth personality of Godhead was controlled and subject to the desires of his pure devotees. One day, when a fruit vendor came before the house of Nanda Maharaj and canvassed for selling fruits, so after hearing the voice, if somebody wants fruits, one who wants fruits may come and take from me. Child Krishna immediately heard and took some grains in his palm and went to take fruits in exchange. In those days, the exchange was bartering. Therefore, Krishna might have seen his parents exchange fruits and other goods by bartering grains, so he imitated his parents, and but his palms were very small, and he was not very expert to keep them tight, so they were falling down. The vendor who came to sell fruits saw it and was very much captivated by the beauty of the Lord, so he immediately accepted whatever few grains were left in his palm and filled up his hands with fruits. In the meantime, she saw that the whole basket of fruit has become filled up with jewels. The Lord is the bestower of all benediction. So if somebody gives something to the Lord, he is not a loser. He is gainer by million times. Just like the fruit vendor gives some fruit to the Lord, and immediately the basket was filled up with jewels. Next paragraph. One day, Lord Krishna, the liberator of the twin Arjun trees, were playing with other children along with Balaram on the bank of Jamuna. And because it was already late in day, Rohini, mother of Balaram, went to call them back to home. But Rama, Balarama, and Krishna were so much overwhelmed with playing with their children friends that they did not wish to come back, but engaged themselves in playing more and more. When Rohini, the mother of Balaram, was unable to take them back home from playing, at that time she went back home and sent Mother Jasoda to call them again. Father Jasoda was so much affectionate for her sons that as soon as she came out to call them back to home, her breast was filled up with with milk, and she loudly cried, "My dear child, please come back home because your time for lunch is already past." She began to say as follows, "My dear Krishna, the lotus side, my dear child, please come near me and suck my breast. My dear child, you have prayed enough. You must be very hungry. My dear little child, you must have become very much tired playing for so much time." He also addressed Balaram and said, "My dear Ram, the glory of your family, my dear child, please come back with your younger brother Krishna immediately. You are so much engaged in playing from morning. Now you must be very much tired. Please come back and take your lunch at home. My dear boys, your father, Nandaraj, is waiting for you. He has to eat. So you must come back and make him please so that lunch at home. My dear boys, your father, Nandaraj, is waiting for you. He has to eat. So you must come back and make him please so that he can eat also." As soon as Krishna and Balaram heard that Nanda Maharaj was waiting for them and he could not take his food in their absence, while Krishna and Balaram was coming back, other playmates complained that Krishna leaving us just on the point when our playing is on the summit. Next time we shall not allow Krishna.
And they began to consult amongst themselves how to stop
disturbances in the Mahaban on account of the demons, how to counteract them. In this meeting, Upananda, brother of Nanda Maharaj, was considered to be learned, experienced, and well-wisher of Krishna, Balaram, and leader of the situation, began to address the meeting as follows. He said, welishing the inhabitants of Vrindavan, now we should leave this place for another place, because continually we are finding that great demons are coming here to disturb the peaceful situation, and especially for killing the small children. Just consider how a little child, Krishna, was attempted to be killed by Putana. But somewhere or other, by the grace of Lord, he was saved. It was simply by the grace of Lord Hari that Krishna was saved from the hands of such a great demon. The whirlwind demon took away Krishna in the sky, but by the grace of Lord Hari, he was saved, and the demon fell down on stone slab and died. Very recently, this child was in between the two trees, and the tree fell down so violently, and still there was no injury on the body of the child. So Lord Hari saved him again. Just imagine, either this child or any other child who are playing with him, if some of them would pressed by the falling of the trees, what calamity would have occurred? Concerning all these incidences, we must know that this place is no more safe. Let us leave this place for another. We have been all saved from different calamities by the grace of Lord Hari. Now we should be cautious enough to leave this place, and decide somewhere else where we can peacefully live. I think therefore that we should all go to the forest known as Vrindavan, where just now there are newly grown plants and herbs, and it is very suitable for pasturing ground of your cows, and we, the cow herdsmen, and our family, the gopis with children, can very peacefully live there, because near Vrindavan there is Govardhan Hill, which is very beautiful, and there are newly grown grass and fodder for the animals, and so there will be no difficulty for our living in that place. I therefore suggest that in that beautiful place we shall immediately start work, and there is no necessity of wasting time anymore. Let us saddle all our carts immediately, and if you so like, then immediately let us go there, keeping all the cows in front. On hearing the statement of Upananda, all the cow herdsmen immediately agreed, and they said, it is very well, it is very well, let us immediately go there. This way they loaded their all household furniture, utensils on the carts, and they prepared for going to Vrindavan. All the old men of the village, children and women of the family were arranged to be seated on the carts, along with furniture and utensils, and the cowherds men, they equipped themselves with bows and arrows to follow the carts. All the cows along with their cuffs, were placed in the front, and the cowherd's men surrounded all the flocks of animals as well as the calves with their bows and arrows and began to blow on their horns bugles. In this way, with tumultuous sounds, they started for Vrindavan. And what to speak of the damsels of Braja, all of them seated on the cars, a very beautiful dress with ornaments and costly saris, and as usual, they began to chant the pastimes of child Krishna while they were going to Vrindavan, very gorgeously dressed. Mother Jasoda and Mother Rahini also were especially seated on a separate cart, and Krishna and Balaram were seated on their respective laps, while Mother Jasoda and Rahini was driving on the cart. They were talking with Krishna and Balaram, and feeling the pleasure of such talks, they looked very, very beautiful. And this way, after reaching Vrindavan, the place where everyone lives eternally, very peacefully and happily, they encircle the place by keeping the carts all through, and they began to construct their places of residence. Krishna and Balaram, after reaching Vrindavan and seeing the beautiful scenic appearance of Vrindavan Govardhan on the bank of river Jamuna, felt very much happy. This way, while they were growing by their age and talking with their parents and inhabitants of Vrindavan, everyone, residents of Vrindavan, felt very much happy, and in the meantime grew sufficiently just to take care of the calf. The cowherd's boys are trained from the very beginning of their childhood to take care of the cows. The first responsibility was to take charge of the little calves. So Krishna and Balaram were given charge of the calves in the beginning. In this way, Krishna and Balaram, along with other little cowherd boys, went into the pasturing ground, taking charge of the calves as well as playing with playmates. By taking care of the calves, sometimes these two brothers used to play on their flutes. Sometimes they used to play with amlaki fruits and bell fruits, just like small children play with balls. Sometimes they used to dance simply twinkling sounds of the ankle bells, and sometimes the boys were made into bulls and cows by covering with blankets, and Krishna and Balaram also used to play like that. The two brothers sometimes used to imitate the sound of bulls and cows. Sometimes they used to imitate bull fighting amongst themselves. Sometimes they used to imitate the sounds of various animals and birds. In this way, they enjoyed their childhood pastimes like ordinary mundane children. Once upon a time, when Krishna and Balaram were playing on the bank of the Jamuna, one demon of the name Vatsasura assumed the shape of a calf and came there desiring to kill Krishna and Balaram. And taking the shape of a calf, demon mingled with other calves without knowing to kill. However, a friendly demon mixed with other cards, Krishna specifically marked it and immediately indicated Balaram about the entrance of the demon. So both the brothers silently followed the demon and came near him. Krishna immediately caught hold of the demon's assumed as a cup, two hind legs along with the tail, and began to whip round very forcibly and threw him up on the tree. In the meantime, the demon lost its life and fell down on the ground from the top of the tree. When the demon fell down on ground dead, all the playmates of Krishna congratulated him. Well done, well done. And the demigods from the sky began to shower flowers with great satisfaction. In this way, the container of the complete creation, Krishna and Balaram, used to take care of the calves from morning every day and thus enjoy their childhood pastimes as cowherds were in Vrindavan. Next, once upon a time, all the cowherds' boy went to the bank of the river Jamuna just to get their calves drinking water, and when the calves drank water, usually the boys also drank water from the river Jamuna. After drinking water, when they were sitting on the bank of the Jamuna, they saw a huge animal which was as big as a hill, and the top of the animal was as strong as a thunderbolt. When they saw that unusual animal, they became afraid of it. The name of this animal was Bakasur. This Bakasur was a friend of Kamsa, and he appeared on the scene, and immediately with his pointed and sharp beaks, attacked Krishna and swallowed up within the mouth. When Krishna was thus swallowed up by the Bakasur, all the cowherd's boy, headed by Balaram, became almost breathless and as if the senses and sense organs of a dead body. But the demon Bakasur, when it was swallowing up Krishna, it felt a burning sensation on the throat, as if blazing fire was there, and it was due to the glowing effulgence of Lord Krishna. The demon Bakasur could not swallow Krishna, got him out again and tried to kill him by the pinching beaks. The demon Bakasur did not know that Krishna, although was playing the part of a child of Nanda Maharaj, still he is the original father of Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe. This time, the child of Mother Yashoda, who is the preserver of pleasure for the demigods, and who is the maintainer of saintly persons, just in the front of his cowherd's boy friends, immediately caught hold of the beaks of the great gigantic duck-like demon, who was a friend of King Kamsa and catching the beak with his two hands, bifurcated the mouth just like a child tears a blade of grass very easily. At that time, the denizens of heavenly planets immediately powered flowers like chamele, the most fragrant of all flowers, has token of their congratulation from the sky. And with the source of flower, there was vibration of bugles and drums and consent. When the cowherd's boy saw such showering of flowers and heard the celestial sound, they simply became struck with wonder what was happening there. But all the cowherd's boy, including Baladev, when they saw that Krishna out of the mouth of the great demon Bakasur, they were so much pleased, as if they got back their source of life. As soon as they saw Krishna was coming towards them, immediately all of them, one after another, embraced the son of Nanda, colliding their respective chests. And after this, they assembled all the cubs under their charge and began to return to home. And when they came home, they began to speak of the wonderful activities of the son of Nanda. All the gopis and cowherd's men, when they heard from the boys about the wonderful activities of Krishna, they felt too much happy, because naturally they loved Krishna, and when they heard about his glories and victorious activities, they became still more affectionate to him, thinking that the child Krishna was saved from the mouth of death. They began to see the face of Krishna with great love and affection, with full of anxieties, but they could not turn their face from the vision of Krishna. Gopis and the cowherd's men began to converse amongst themselves that it is very wonderful that this child Krishna was attacked in so many ways, so many times by so many demons. But after all, the demons themselves were killed without any injury to the body of the child. They continued to converse among themselves that so many great demons in such fearful body attacked Krishna to kill him. But by the grace of Hari, they could not cause even a slight injury on his body, but on the other hand, they died as if the small fly fall down itself in the fire and meet with death. Thus they began to remember the words of Gargacharya, who foretold by dint of his vast knowledge in the Vedas and Astrology that this boy would be attacked by many demons, and so he should be given all protection. Now we actually see that his foretelling is coming to be true, word to word. In this way, all the elderly cowherd's men, including King Nanda Maharaj, used to talk of the wonderful activities of Lord Krishna and Balaram, and they were always so much absorbed in such talk that they forgot the threefold miseries of this material existence. This is the effect of Krishna consciousness. What was enjoyed 5,000 years ago by Nanda Maharaj, still it can be enjoyed by persons who are in Krishna consciousness simply by talking about the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna and his associates. Thus, both Balaram and Krishna enjoyed their childhood pastimes, imitating monkeys of Lord Ramchandra, who constructed the bridge on the ocean and who jumped over the country Shillong, and they used to imitate such playing amongst their friends and happily pass their childhood life. Next verse. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport of the 11th chapter of Krishna in the matter of killing the demon of the name Basasu and Bakasura.